when you started out healthy. Are we meant to take more than we give? Raindrops keep falling on my head, falling on my head. Whoa, but just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. No, the raindrops keep falling on my head. The look, the look. Your eyes, the look that time can't disguise. The look of love, it's saying so much more than just words that ever say. You see, this guy, this guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, oh, I can tell. You see, we know each other very well. Oh, how can I show you? Yeah, I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard. Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Yeah, how you doing, Bert?
I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay?
As long as I don't have to shout.
Yeah. And you don't have to twist either.
Don't have to twist either.
Welcome to PNP Network.
Thank you.
Nice to have you on. I'm a big fan of your music.
I appreciate that.
And in fact, if you look at my regular libraries, there's lots and lots of your music. Of course, why wouldn't there be?
Don't stop now.
No, I mean, it's amazing, all the stuff that you've written, how prolific you are. Now, do you and Hal still work together?
We've written a song or two, like, over the year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
But not really, you know?
Because I know that on the new CD, you have a couple of tunes that you wrote with Tony O'Kay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he your new songwriting partner?
We've written together, and I like Tony. I think he's a very talented writer.
Yeah.
And it's not to say Hal and I wouldn't be writing in the future, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, this project, you know, has been a really kind of very exhilarating and, you know, not a tough project. It's just a matter of time that we did it in. And, you know, I consider this, Mario, I'm really proud of this record, and because, you know, you've got like an undiscovered voice here that, you know, we've heard for years.
It's interesting you mention that, because when Isley Brothers and the Brother Thing, Twist and Shout, and,
sure,
and all the songs that they did, but
yet, this last album, which they're coming off a number one album, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, and you think of him that way, but nobody's ever heard him sing like this, and this is always the way he wanted to sing.
He's got an amazing voice.
From 40 years ago, this is the way he wanted to sing.
And it comes out perfectly.
Sing like this, you know?
Yeah, it comes out very well with your songs.
Thank you.
You know, one of the songs that I'm really amazed at, I mean, I was listening to the whole thing, and, you know, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, the B.J. Thomas version that you wrote,
right.
It's always singing in my head. And if you're listening to the Ron Isley version that's in this CD, there's no comparison. I mean, they're completely different songs.
Sure, but you know, Mark, the intent here was, do I want to just redo songs? I mean, first And he said, I want to do Raindrops, and I kind of like dropped my jaw, and I just said, well, you know, geez, it's so white, first of all. It's such a white bread song. It's, you know, a non-urban kind of song, you know, with, I mean, I love it. I can't, it's been very good to me. But I said, well, gee, I don't know. How would we do it? We've got to get rid of that shuffle beat zone. Chunk-a-tunk. You know, that's how it belonged. That's how it was in its original.
But well, there's no reason that a song can't completely change and be reinvented.
Exactly. You got it right there, Mark, which is exactly what I did. First of all, we ran a tape. Just fooling around at the piano on any of these songs. I kept all these tapes because Ronnie would deliver licks, you know, just for and I'd say, that's a killer. He won't even remember that the next day, you know? So I'd write it down, incorporate it in the score and the vocal part, and get together 3 days before going in the studio, because all this was live, you know? We did it. No overdubs. But everybody playing together, interacting. Two studios, capital A and B, opened to, actually, there are no overdubs, not even vocally, from that first date, you know? Maybe a word here or there. So when he put that song down, you know, when he, we did the first two bars, I just gave him an F major 7. I didn't have that flugelhorn figure at the beginning. You know, I knew I wanted to start it out some special way. But I heard Ronnie saying, Vinnie Paul, keep falling, oh my, they keep falling, oh my, you know? And just sustaining the chord, I said, well, wait a minute. This may be a way to go where it becomes a different attitude on that lyric, and it becomes a little different in how that lyric is interpreted. Also, make it more soulful. I mean, this is like the way I always gravitated towards music, whether it was Dion or Tommy Hunt or Chuck Jackson, you know, or Shrells. In urban black market, you know, kind of thing, you know? Comfortable with it. And, you know, I'm proud of myself that, yeah, I can go in and take the clothes off the old song, the old version, and reinvent it this way, and without any loss of integrity. You ask me a question, Mark, you say, well, which way you prefer now, the way it used to be, or this new way?
I wouldn't even ask you that, because I bet you like both versions. They're both different, and they're both part of you.
I like this new way.
I like
Flash. This is like a new song. This is like, and with that flugelhorn intro, I mean, you know, it's like you can't go back to where you were. I mean, in this, where I can't, anyway. And then you present it with a singer that you just want to give them space. Never crowd them. Never crowd them. Orchestrally, I don't think I ever did on this. And then I want to do the Look of Love, like I'd done it with Dusty, you know, or I'd been doing it on stage for years, you know, which is kind of soft, half part Brazilian thing. I found another way to do it, you know, and kind of reinvented that thing so that that had a drive to it, you know. It's more like put a Brazilian marching band on the beginning of the song, the feeling, and the ending. And so I love that aspect, you know, that I didn't want to do Anyone in Art the same way that we had done it originally.
Tell me about how you ended up doing a duet with Ron on Windows of the World.
Well, that was a risky one, you know. I mean, risky in the sense of me singing, start the record. I'm very self-conscious about my voice. And you get me singing, like, with Ron Isley. Okay, the reasoning being, okay, it's the last track, Ron. They can't hate me too much. I mean, I'm sure somebody's going to take a pot shot at it, you know. But maybe they won't. But, you know, what I did was, I just tried to do it where I set them up. Do 8 bars at the piano, the first verse. Windows of the World covered with rain. As, like, I would do it as intimately as possible and with as much heart as I could. So I like the composer singing, you know?
Sure.
And then, the surprise, when he's in, he's 5 keys higher. He's five notes higher. So they were at that kind of... When I finished the phrase, let the sun shine through, that's through, is the same note that he's going to start. The wind blows, you know. So
right.
Right away you have your modulation, the strings come in.
Yeah, there's quite a juxtaposition between your voices there.
Yeah. And it's, hey, it either works great or it works okay. I haven't heard anybody say it works terrible, you know.
I think it's fine. I think it sounds great.
Oh, okay.
I enjoyed it. You know, I enjoyed the whole thing, and one of the things I think that makes the album so good is it kind of goes back to the times of Sinatra and Nat King Cole, and in fact, literally, back to their studios. But the music with the 40-piece orchestra, that same kind of thing is coming through. And I love that kind of music, and I think it's great that it's back again in the year 03.
Yeah, I do too. You know, listen, I've been recording with synthesizers and computers, and you can spend a day on the day making a bass part. Perfect, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And get in here and challenge everybody. In other words, you put a group of musicians in there, you know, like reacting to Ronnie singing,
mm-hmm.
and Ronnie reacting to where the drums go, you know? There is such an interchange and an interconnection. I'm sure that's the way I used to record. I mean, that's the way I record with Dion and any of those records, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it that way with Elvis because we made tracks and then we sweetened. But if you do it this way, this is as good as it gets. And I mean, I remember the first tune that we did on the date with Alfie. And that's take one. We didn't even know the tape was running.
Wow.
And, it was a thrill. I mean, a chill to hear him sing. Like, first of all, he was the bravest singer I ever heard, Mark. The most courageous. It's kind of like, what are you kidding? You know, cork a lick like that in front of 40 musicians. Other singers I know would say, hey, I got a great singer like this, Shry, but let me do it after everybody goes home.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do it in an overdub. Because, you know, I don't know whether it's good or not. He's just like a desperado about that brave man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he and Corsa Lick, when you listen to this guy, you love it. Listen to the figure. As he comes in back into the vocal after the first instrumental break, you know? The first instrumental break is where the horns are playing. Before he comes back, tell me now, you know? Listen to how he weaves like a descending line. I never knew he was going to do that.
Mm.
And, when we finished Alfie that day, the whole string section broke into spontaneous applause.
Now, the CD, Here I Am, Ron Isley sings Burt Bacharach, is from DreamWorks. It's available on DreamWorks Records. And I would love to just speak to you for an hour, because you are, in my estimation, one of the greatest American songwriters, and there's so much history for what you've done and also what you're going to be doing, which I think is great in terms of the fact that some of your best stuff may not have even come out yet.
Maybe not. You know, I've been doing some stuff with Dr. Dre, the drum loops that he gave me, there's a tune that I wrote with Dre that's from the new Chris Botti album. So that's another direction, you know, that I'm looking to go into.
But you can't stay static. You can't stay the same all the time. You have to grow.
How about in life?
Exactly.
I mean, you got to do it that way. I mean, if you ask me to say, okay, listen, I got this girl. She's great. Can you go in and make her write a song like Don't Make Me Over? And, you know, and do that song. And if I couldn't do that, you know, that's another time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not feeling there. So, listen, anytime, you know, it's good. Yeah, it's good. Some of the interviews are just a nightmare, you know?
I'm really into music. If you ever want to come on and talk about it, I would love to do that.
If you want to, you want to do another one down the line, I mean, it gets a little frantic here now, in the next week and a half, 2 weeks. But I know I have some time in Pittsburgh, I'm working with the Pittsburgh Symphony. Where are you based?
I'm in Boston.
Boston.
Yep.
How close do we get to Boston? Now we don't. You want to come out to Pittsburgh, see a concert with the Pittsburgh Symphony? I'll get you tickets.
I would love to do that, but I can't get anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm stuck here.
All right. Well, what I'm going to say then is, Mark, do you want to call while I'm in Pittsburgh, because I'm doing four concerts with the symphony, starting, the album comes out on the 11th, and I'm in Pittsburgh on that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday, which is four nights in a row, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, if your publicist will get your number to me and all that stuff, we can try to arrange that.
Well, we'll let you know what hotel. I'm going to tell Sue right now.
Okay.
And if you want to do another one, you know, like a follow-up.
I'd love to. I'd actually just love to talk to you about music in general. You know, what we're going to do is we're going to put a link to the website called IsleySingsBacharach.com,
okay,
and let people go right into that. But I really enjoyed this kind of music, and I love your music, and I just can't wait to see what kind of stuff you're going to come up with next.
Well, I'll get to it. This is kind of all absorbing now to try to, you know, be a part. Yeah, I don't think you just make an album and step back.
No, you got to promote it.
We're doing a showcase in L.A. here,
yeah,
and then a showcase in New York.
That's the part of the business. It's really funny. I've had a lot of songwriters on here, some who sing, some who don't. The ones who don't sing always tell me that it's easy for them. They sit back and they watch the guys work so hard to promote their songs while they collect the money.
Right.
And some of the singers I've talked to who don't write songs, they go out there making money for the songwriters, and you know, they don't make that much.
Okay. Well, you know, listen. I think I got another call, but let me deal with this with Sue. Listen, Mark, I'll do another one. Do it. It's okay. It's okay. You know.
Okay.
I think he should just get the number. You know, where he give me a call. We'll do a follow up to this.
Okay.
Just talking to Sue, Mark.
I'll call
and,
back after.
Okay, and she'll tell you the hotel we're in and things like that.
Okay.
You know,
Bert, it was really a pleasure talking to you, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Okay, great, Mark.
All right, take care of yourself.
Bye.